Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about baking soda. Baking soda is sodium bicarbonate, which is mined as the mineral nacolate and then extracted via a simple process. Many baking recipes call for both baking soda and baking powder. The latter is not pure baking soda, but also contains added acid salts. Both of them help baked goods to rise via the release of carbon dioxide when combined with an acid like vinegar or lemon juice. But aside from its uses in baking, there are numerous other benefits to baking soda. It makes a great alternative to chemically laden personal care products and cleaning agents. So for dental care, toothpaste is often toxic. Even many of the healthier alternatives contain dubious ingredients as well. Baking soda can be used as a great alternative, or at least as an ingredient in alternative toothpaste formulas. It's been shown to be directly antimicrobial against strep mutans, the bacteria most associated with tooth decay and cavities. Because of its antimicrobial properties, it also freshens breath, increases salivary pH, which is necessary to inhibit the growth of bad bacteria, and also works well for stain removal and whitening. You can mix equal parts of baking soda and salt with warm water to make a paste, or alternatively, baking soda can be dissolved in warm water for an alternative to mouthwash. The latter can also be particularly helpful to aid in the healing of oral ulcers. Deodorants can also be quite toxic, even those that are considered natural. Baking soda, again, for its antimicrobial and thus odor-fighting properties, is a great alternative ingredient. Since as a powder, alone, using it alone might not be too effective, but you can mix it with coconut oil so that it sticks. And a good combo, if you mix coconut oil with just some baking soda, shake them up, particularly when the coconut oil is melted at room temperature, like it would be around this time of year, and then put it in a roller ball, that would work great. On the subject of neutralizing foul smells, many of us already use an open box of baking soda in the refrigerator, but it can likewise be used to decrease odors from trash cans or as an alternative air freshener for a room. Commercial air fresheners, on the other hand, are full of toxic solvents and they're really nasty. Baking soda forms the basis of a number of different alternative cleaning recipes as well. Just as in baked goods, it foams when combined with vinegar. Baking soda alone with water works well to scrub particularly stubborn pots and pans, but it also works great for cleaning tarnished jewelry. While it's a good idea to buy the Dirty Dozen fruits and veggies organic to avoid pesticides as much as possible, it's still beneficial to wash your fruits and veggies before consumption. Baking soda and water is an excellent way to remove any lingering residues from pesticides. Baking soda cleanses all kinds of things, and that hair is also included. It's a great way to get rid of not just buildup from other products, but also to remove buildup from hard water as well. You can just add about a teaspoon of baking soda to the shampoo in your palm, lather, and rinse as usual. Because baking soda is very alkaline, though, it's best not to do this any more than once a week. So bottom line, if you need to clean something stubborn in your household or on your person, baking soda is generally a great choice. So as usual, I will link to the blog post that this comes from in the show notes, and there's a bunch of recipes that are linked throughout that article if you want to go check them out. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth, so if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com, that's wholehealthdr.com, type in your location or adjust the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.